The grottos at Tianlongshan, Mountain of the Heavenly Dragon, near Taiyuan, Shanxi Province, are smaller than the more famous cave monasteries at Dunhuang, Yungang, and Longmen. But as they had been almost continually active from the late Northern Wei through the Northern Qi to the end of the Tang period, its buff sandstone sculptures trace almost comprehensively the development of Buddhist sculpture from the 5th to the 10th century. Regrettably, Tianlongshan was heavily pillaged during the early 20th century, as evident in the historic documentation of Japanese archaeologists Ono Genmyo and Tanaka Toshiitsu, who published Tenryuzan Sekutsu in 1922, a vital photographic record of the site relatively intact. Upon the appearance of Oswald Seren's important 1925 monograph on Chinese sculpture less than 3 years later, photographs reveal that exquisitely expressive heads of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas had already been removed, and as evident from the photographs of Tokina and Sakino from 1928 to 1935, further heads and complete decapitated bodies had also been taken. The reappearance, therefore, of the Barais head, with its site-specific location, immaculate condition, and clear provenance, is a significant tribute to the research of these early Japanese and European scholars, but also to the efforts of Sun Ti, a mainland Chinese scholar, who published Tianlongshan Grotto's Research on the Overseas Stone Statues in 2003, an attempt to match and track surviving fragments with original photographs. The present head is firmly and unassailably identified as that of the major seated Buddha Shakyamuni on the west wall of Cave 10, an early cave executed during the Northern Qi Dynasty. Within a simple arched niche rising from pillars surmounted by phoenixes, the massive Buddha is flanked by two pairs of bald disciples and crowned bodhisattvas, while trident-bearing crowned guardian kings flank the southern cave entrance. On the east wall, opposite, a massive Maitreya seated with crossed ankles is set within an identical niche of similar pentad configuration. Both of these central figures, Shakyamuni and Maitreya, are much larger in scale than the subsidiary figures, and would therefore appear to be having a dialogue across the cave while also being enthroned within their own niches. In both the 1922 and 1925 surveys, this head, with the immensely powerful presence and internalized joy only achieved in the Northern Qi period, from 549 to 570, is photographed in situ. The Barais head has impeccable provenance. It was sold in New York during the liquidation sale of Yamanaka & Company in 1943, the famous Japanese dealership being forced to sell its U.S.-based assets following the Aliens Appropriation Act on the onset of America's entry into World War II. By the 1960s, the head entered the famous collection of Walter Barais, a businessman of Greenwich, Connecticut, who formed distinguished collections in many areas, including modern and contemporary art, African art, classical antiquities, and Asian art, which are now in major museums worldwide.